Let's just pick up again what we were discussing last time about ground levels and our back and forth with Avi about Rav Schechter's position. So I clarify a little bit more clearly. There are two potential ground level problems, although upon further analysis, I think only one of them directly emerges or could arguably emerge from the re-Megash in that discussion, and the other one is an extension that you don't necessarily need to subscribe to just because you subscribe to point number one. So the more obvious, if you want to call it that, application of a ground level objection is the situation in which you have a mechitza that you want to use to be makif an area, but you don't have a shear of Dalet Amos, you don't have a shear makom on the same ground level proximate to the mechitza itself. So if I have a mechitza that's on a ledge, or right next to a ledge, and I want to use this mechitza over here to be makif the area over here, so that is a ground level objection, and that is what could emerge from that discussion of the Rimagash and the Rush in Sukkah, that you can't have one mechitza being makif an area of a totally different ground level. The second application that Rav Schechter does have, I don't think it's a necessary extension of the first, but that would be even if you do have a shear makom proximate to the mechitza in question, you still can't be mitzaref a mechitza on this ground level to a mechitza on that ground level to create a contiguous set of zuas hapesach. So even if these ground levels here are reflective of the entire terrain going, if I'm facing north, in a total north-south direction, so it's makif a shir makom by far, nevertheless, there would be probably mitzaref two adjacent to its pesachs if they are on different ground levels. But again, that I don't think necessarily as clearly emerges from the first point. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much. Last question then is, what do we know about the mitzaref mechitzas? Do mechitzas have to be mitzaref one together, or is it just...
Well, there has to be a sirif of mechitzos within a shear of a permitted pirsa. So whether that's a pirsa of eser if you have omin ruva, whether that's a pirsa of gimel or dalet in a pirsa smavli. So we do know that there are certain acceptable and unacceptable sizes of pirsos that that could creep in. Right?
So in terms of this picture that we're drawing,
right?
Let's imagine the situation where there's, let's say,
right,
even within shear mavli.
Right, but here, right, so here, right, correct. So here the objection would be, even if you don't have the pirsa, other than the ground level drop.
So then what would you do to, I mean, you could always put the mechitza in another area.
So, right, you may have to put the mechitza in another area. There isn't necessarily an obvious fix,
okay,
other than rerouting the mechitza.
So, in other words, what's the barometer for them to not be within? Is it Talmud Lachit they have to be within for each other?
It would probably be within a shear of shear Talmud Lachit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our final topic for this unit is Siluk Mechitzas. And the most curious thing that we'll encounter in our discussion of Siluk Mechitzos is what seems to be a very striking level of silence in the literature about Siluk Mechitzos between the Gemara and the Avnei Nezer and the Chazon Ish. There seems to be like 1,500 years or 1,600 years of silence about Siluk Mechitzos. But let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, the Sefer of the Mishnah, Chatzer Gedola Shenifritza L'Ketana Gedola Muteres U'Ketana Asura Mibnei Shehi Kepitzcha Shel Gedola. So here we're talking about Eruve Chatzeros. Make some room here to draw. So I have a Chatzer Gedola. And then I have a chaser katana. And there are houses that open into the chaser gedola and houses that open into the chaser katana. So that's a chasik gadol, that's a chasik tan, if you couldn't tell by the size. So the Mishnah tells you that, let's say, the residents of the Chatzar Gedolah made their own Erev Chatzeros, and the residents of the Chatzar Katana made their own Erev Chatzeros. Chatzar Gedolah Shenifrits Ala Katana, Gedolah Mutaros Katana Asura. So the residents of the Chatzar Gedolah are allowed to rely on their Erev Chatzeros, and the Chatzar Katana doesn't answer on the Chatzar Gedolah. However, the Chatzar Gedolah does aser on the Chatzar Katana, and the residents of the Chatzar Katana cannot carry within their Chatzar Katana. Why not? So, for our purposes, we'll describe this as Nifrat L'Makom Ha'aser, that the Chatzar Katana is part B'Milua into the Chatzar Gedolah. So if you're standing over here, there is nothing closing off this side of the Chatzar Katana. Is totally open into the Chatzar Gedolah, and therefore the Chatzar Gedolah is going to aser on the Chatzar Katana. However, if you're standing in the Chatzar Gedolah, so then you do have these gibufim, you do have these parts of the wall that are standing on either side of this wall, and therefore it's not part of the Milua, and the Chatzar Katana does an aser on the Chatzar Gedolah. Judah.
How come the Katana can't rely on like the back wall of the Gedolah? Like, it seems to be, it's like all sort of like one big enclosure, huh?
Well, it's not. This is a chatzar, and this is a separate chatzar. So this...
What makes it a separate chatzar?
Must be... It has to be 10 hours away from the wall, right? If that back wall was within 10 hours, would it work as a fourth wall for the Katana?
It's just something I noticed for myself this year when I read the show.
You're asking yourself, Mayor, let's say you have three mechitzos here, and then I have another wall over here. So this wall... has no shaykes to this area here, even if it's within 10 amos.
That's what I remember from the sugi of Hashim in the Sirtom.
Yeah.
It had to be within 10 amos. Your piece of yam had to be within 10 amos to your local. I didn't understand that. I don't think it would have to be closer.
Correct, okay. Fine, so let's think that through. But
I'll take the given for now.
Right, so for the moment, if you're standing over here in the Chatzar Gedolah, so the Rashi explains this is considered a Pesach. If you're standing in the Chatzar Katana, this is considered a Pirtza. That's what the Gemara discusses on Daf Tes. And this is relevant to the question of Lechi Hanira Bibachut Vashavit Bifnim, that why can't this constitute a Lechi for this Chatzar? So that's a Lechi Hanira Bibachut Vashavit Bifnim. You can't see it from the inside of the Mavi, and that doesn't work to be mad to the Mavi. That's a Sugendat test. Fine. So that's the Mishnah's application of Chatzar Gedolah Shenifritzah L'Chatzar Ketana. Then the Gemara says that this kind of a tzir, where we say that the Chatzar Katana is considered Kepiskla Shel Gedola, that's relevant to other areas of Halacha also. It's relevant to Kelayim, it's relevant to a Chatzar for Kabbalah Saget, it's relevant to Tzor, it's relevant to Tzir for Minyan. Fine. So that's the Gemara's applications on Sadi Beis Amid Beis. Then the Gemara says, Amalu Avaye Imkei Masinu Mechitza L'Isser. So in the context of the Kalayim application here, doesn't it come out that you could have a situation of a mechitza that creates more problems than it solves, the mechitza that creates an iser? Shalmali in mechitza marke da'aramit v'zareya v'ilohashda asura. Amalei reb zeir alabai v'lo metzina mechitza l'iser. Is that true? that we never find a mechitza that's going to after that's going to make things worse. But tonight, our Mishnah. Chaser gedola shenifritza l'ketana gedola mutaris l'ketana sura v'neishi yikafes klosho gedola. Okay. The ilu hishva es gifu feha gedola nami asura. So the implication of the Mishnah is that the only reason that the gedola is mutter is because he had this tzir. And let's say, hishva gifu feha, let's say that you made another wall over here. And you made another wall over here. That's called hishva gifu feha. So then, if I have a wall that essentially goes straight from one end to the other end, so then I can no longer say that this is a Pesach, not a Pirtza. It's the same Pirtza if I'm facing into the Katana as if I'm facing into the Gedola. So Hishba Gifufa, if I make a wall over here and I make a wall over here, so now you're not allowed to be metaltel even in the Chatzer Gedola. So isn't that a Mechitza Leisser? So I put up a Mechitza over here. Now mechitza made things work. Before you had the mechitza, you would have been allowed to carry in the chatzer gedola. Now that I put up a mechitza, you're not allowed to carry in the chatzer gedola. The Gemara answers, Amar lei hasam silik mechitza su. So that's a different parsha. That doesn't tell you about mechitza in kol tarakula. In kol tarakula, could be that a mechitza doesn't aser, but this is a special application of siluk mechitzos. Look at Rashi, siluk mechitzos. Ha'achronos silku es harishonos. The later mechitzos are misalik. They remove, they nullify the effect of the earlier mechitzos. As opposed to by kalayim and other applications where that's different. So where I put up these mechitzos over here, so these mechitzos are misalik the mechitzos that are further out. So the Chazon Ish in Simen Samech Zayin Oz Kaf Dalid, Simen Kaf Zayin Oz Kaf Dalid says, you see from this Gemara in this picture the following. Now let's say these are the Chazon Ish's pictures. If you have a now clutch are like this. Okay? So I have two solid walls on each side, and then I have two walls with a pirtza pachos meyeser. So I have two solid walls, and then the other two walls have a pirtza pachos meyeser, but each wall has omen rubala parts. So I have a fully enclosed chatzer, because I halakhically have four walls. I have two walls on either side that are solid, and two walls with a pirtza pachos meyeser. We have the right to say omei meruba la paretz makes it into a full halachic mechitza. Good? However, let's say you now put up two more mechitzas. I'm going to make a wall over here, and I'm going to make a wall over here. So now that's called silik mechitzas. If I put up these two walls over here, that's misalik the earlier mechitzos, and now if I'm standing in the middle, I'm not allowed to carry in the middle of this area because I no longer have omin meruba. The fact that I put up these mechitzos means that I no longer take into consideration the outer mechitzos. If I no longer take into consideration the outer mechitzos, I have nothing to invoke omin meruba with. And if I'm standing in the middle, I'm standing in an open area on two sides. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, he emerges from this Gemara, that's called Siluk Mechitzos, that if I put up a Mechitza further in, that's going to nullify the effect of the Mechitza that was initially constructed further out. Then the Chazon Ish writes, this also applies to a Mechitza Ayde Tzuras HaPesach, that not only is it true if I make a solid wall Mechitza over here in the middle, even if I were to construct mechitzas ayday tzuras haPesach, because that is the din of a mechitza, then I would invoke the same siluk mechitzos as well. Okay, so after the Chazon Ish point out, based on this Gemara, Simen Samech Zayin, Oz Kaf Dalet. Then the Chazon Ish has another discussion. are we here so far? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good, okay. Then the Chazon Ish has another application of Siluk Mechitzos. He says, let's say you have the same seer, now we get into more challenging artistic territory. So you have your chaser like this, where I would have relied on Omei Ruvel Aparis, and I have a chaser that's completely closed, and I can be metaltil inside. And now, I construct in the middle a ditch. That is 10 tefachim deep.
A charetz?
A charetz. Yes. So I construct a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep. 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim deep. So I have a ditch that is the shear of Urshas. So do I say that a mechitza ayidei good asik also serves as silik mechitzas? Meaning, if I'm standing over here, then there's no mechitza that presents itself because this is all a below ground level, I didn't mean ground level as a ground level, below ground ditch. So I don't see any mechitza, but I would have a mechitza ayidei good asik. So do I also invoke this notion of silik mechitzos with a mechitza ayidei good asik? So the Chazon Ish is inclined to say yes, but he points out that this is presumably a machlokes rishonim. The Avnei Nezer also, Avnei Nezer Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, Rishachter quotes this in his article, Avnei Nezer Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph also assumes that we say silik mechitzos ayidei good asik. What's the machlokes rishonim that the Chazon Ish tells us about? So if you look at the Mishnah and Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Hey Zion Amaral, the Mishnah says, Ama Samayim Shehi Overes Bechatzer. So you have a stream of water that passes into a chatzer. Ein Mimalin Heimena B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water from that stream on Shabbos, even though the stream is inside a chatzer and the chatzer is sufficiently Mukaf Mechitzos and otherwise has a heter tiltel. Nevertheless, the default heter tiltel of the chatzer doesn't allow you to draw water from this stream. Ela imkein asula mechitza gavoa asara tefachim deknisa v'yitzia. Unless you create a mechitza, a regulation height mechitza, at the entrance and exit to the chatzer where the stream passes through. Okay, so there's a restriction on your ability to draw water from this stream unless you make a specific mechitza for this purpose. So the way, before we get to the Machlokes Rishonim that the Chazon Ish references, the way that Teferis Yaakov explains the Chazon Ish's starting point over here, Teferis Yaakov has a whole chapter of Silik Mechitzos, I think it's Perek Yud Zayin of Chelek Aleph. So the way he explains where the Chazon Ish is coming from initially here is that you have a actually, well, hold on that for a second. Okay, so the Chazon Ish presents the following. That the Armish that says, Amas Amayim Shioveres Bechatzer Eimim Malin Emen B'Shabbos Elam Kein Asul Amachitza Gavoa Saret Fakim. Fine. Now look back at the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, or starting on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There the Gemara has the following, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tani Rabbanan, Lashon Yam Hanichnas Lechatzer. If you have a extension of the yam that encroaches into a chatzer, and you have a chatzer that's adjacent to the sea, and then the tide comes in and the part of the yam pours over into the chatzer. So loshen yam and nifnas lechatzer, ein memalin emena b'shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water from that yam on Shabbos. El imkein yesh lo mechitza gavavas haritvachin. Unless there is a regulation height mechitza that encloses the area around the chatzer that had been breached by the water. Okay, so you had the water that's coming into the chatzer. It goes over part of a wall or breaches part of a wall. So you're not allowed to draw water from that Lashon Hayam unless you have a mechitza gavoa asar tvachim in the area where the water came in. That's only a problem if the pirtza that was created by the yam is a pirtza yasser meyasser. Aval asar ein sara klum. But if the pirtza is less than 10 amos, then you don't have to worry. So the Gemara is medayik mimali hu de la mimalina. So it sounds like you're not allowed to draw water from the water source. How tiltulim the taltalina. But it sounds like you're allowed to carry in the chatzer. The fact that the water has now breached part of the wall only poses a problem for the allowance of drawing water, but doesn't pose a problem for the heter tiltil in the chatzer itself. Why doesn't it pose a problem for the heter tiltil in the chatzer to begin with? Wasn't the chatzer now nifritza into the sea? It's paritz paritz. Rashi points out b'milu as abdafka. It doesn't have to be b'milu as long as it's ten tefachim. So it's paritz l'makom asrila. Yes, why are we only worried about the heter or the iser being mamali mayim? We should be worried about the heter tiltol in total. So the right answer, sacha mayaskina, this like you do day. No. So, major machlokas rishon what gedudei means. Let's use Rashi for now. Hakam ha'iskin de isle gedudei masha nishar min apirtsa begova asara avaliyam kiso. So you do actually still have a mechitza there. However, the mechitza was somewhat obscured by the yam.
That's Rashi.
So the Rishonim are bothered by two kashas, or at least two kashas that we'll just reference here. Number one, so what is the Gemara answer? Okay, it's like you do day. Still, how does that explain the difference between the heter tiltol and the iser bim mamali mayim? How does the Gemara answer this question? And number two, why is it that the Gemara, the Mishnah, Pei Zayin, when it comes to Amas Hamayim, says that the only heter to be mamali mayim is if you make a mechitza gavoa sarat vachim? And there's no distinction between if there's a pirsas eser, pirsa yeser, meyeser. And the Gemara here in Daf Yud Beis says that there's no problem, you don't need a mechitza gavoa sarat vachim as long as the pirsa is pachos meyeser. Test into first Yaakov. So the Chazanish explains the following. So what you see from the Gemara Daf Pezayin is that if you have a stream of water that's going through the chatzer that is 10 tefachim deep, so then the enclosure of the chatzer itself is not matir drawing water from the stream. And yet, the Gemara Daf Yudbeis seems to indicate that as long as the pirtza there is less than 10 amos, then you could draw water even if the stream is 10 tefachim deep. So the Ritva and the Rashba quote from the Ravid that no, the case in Daf Yudbeis, Lashon HaYam, is Dafka where the Lashon HaYam is not 10 tefachim deep. Meaning to say that if the body of water is 10 tefachim deep, so then it's its own rishus, and you can't rely on mechitzas further out because you say good asik of the internal mechitzas of the Amos HaMayim. So if the Amos HaMayim is 10 tefachim deep, so then you have the mechitzas of the Amos HaMayim, and the outer mechitzas of the chatzer don't help because the Amos HaMayim itself is surrounded by its own mechitzas. And that's what's called siluk mechitzas. Other Rishonim that give other yeshuvim to this kasha may assume, if they don't make this distinction between 10 tefachim deep and not 10 tefachim deep, whatever terusim they give, so then it could be they're assuming that you don't say siluk mechitzas ayidei good asik. That's the Chazanish's analysis in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Os Aleph. Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Os Aleph. Yeah.
I'm a confused in the case we're trying to describe. The case where you have like a river going through this chatzer.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can we carry from this river into the chatzer?
Can you draw water from the river into the chatzer? Right.
And why would you think that you could?
Because you have a chatzer that is surrounded by walls. And you have an air of chaseros.
And if you apply to the asik, then you consider it separations altogether.
So that's the question. Do you say silik mechisas ayidei good asik? If you do, so then the mechisas of chaser that are surrounding the chaser don't help you to allow you to draw water from the stream. That's precisely the point. Good.
So, what is the issue to draw from the river?
It's an Isser Tiltal. From a Carmelis there's just a Yafit.
It's a Carmelis because it's a river?
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal evil?
It's a Carmelis because it's a river. The river is a Carmelis.
Even though there's probably a certain detail that is meant to Shus Yafit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. The Tiferes Yaakov points out that it sounds like there's a Yerushalmi that also assumes that we don't say silik mechitzas ayidei good asik. So I think what he means is the following. He doesn't spell out the raya, but the Yerushalmi says the following. The Yerushalmi on this mishnah that pei zayin, it's Perekhes Ervin halacha zayin. The Yerushalmi Perekhes halacha zayin. The Yerushalmi says the following. Again, the din in the mishnah pei zayin is that if you have a stream of water that goes through the chaser, you're not allowed to draw water for ben on Shabbos unless you make a mechitza that is 10 tefachim tall at the entrance to the chatzer and the exit, wherever the water goes in and goes out. Okay, so the Yerushalmi comments, Masnisa be'amuka asara v'rachav arba'a. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the dimension of the stream of water is 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, u'befrutza mikan mikan, and it is open on either side of the chatzer, meaning it goes in the chatzer on one side and goes out of the chatzer on the other side. Nifritza miruach achas, but let's say it's only open on one side. then no sein lechi v'kar mikan. So then you could be matir tiltal from the stream of water in the chutzer by putting up a lechi or a kara on the one side that's open. Nifritzam mikan mikan. It's open on two sides. No sein lechi v'kar mikan v'osetu es hapesaf mikan. But if it's nifritz on both sides, so then you can put up a lechi v'kar on one side, it's a pesach on the other side, just like the din of any malvi mefulash, which you can be matra, a lechi v'kar on one side, and it's a pesach on the other side. So I think the right is, if we would say good asik al yaday, sorry, if we say seal of milchisa al yaday good asik, actually no, why is that a right? No. I don't understand it. Okay. I thought I understood this right, but I realize I don't. So if you take a look at the Yerushalmi Perek Chesel of Zion, and you can report back what you think the Teferet Yaakov's right is, that the Yerushalmi holds, you don't say Silik Mechisos Ayadei Good Asik. I have this essay on Silik Milchisos that was written as a letter to Rav Schefter by the author of ArevOnline.blogspot, which I think Menachem Butler must have given to me years ago. I don't remember 100% how he got it, but that's my best guess. So in this essay in which he tries to argue with Rav Schefter's position on Silik Milchisos, he points out that the Chazon Ish is difficult to understand, he thinks, because the Chazon Ish assumes in this question of good asik, seal of mechisa, ayde good asik, like that Ravid that Tosfos quotes, sorry, the Ravid that the Ramban, that the, sorry, Rashban, the Ritva quote, who give a distinction between the Amas HaMayim that's 10 Tfachim deep and the Amas HaMayim that's not. But he points out that the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham present that din of Amas HaMayim and Lashon HaYam sounds like the other Rishonim in Simen Shin and Vav Sif Beis, Simen Shin and Vav Sif Beis, Sif Katan Yud, Shin and Vav Beis, Sif Katan Yud. So you can take a look, that's one of his aras there. Okay. So Rav Schefter points out, and much of this is in Simen Yud Gimel of Ikvei Atzon, which I forgot to bring with me, but hopefully we have it. Okay, great. Thank you. So he points out, we mentioned this when we discussed the din of the Nesivos about a Kana HaNichnas or Shesayachid, that the Avnei Nezer writes, a few things about the Nesivos, but he writes in one place, Simen Reish Samach Gimel Os Gimel, Simen Reish Samach Gimel Os Gimel. The Avnei Nezer writes that the Nesivos' real Kavana, when he wrote that you can't have a Kana Mikana goes into a Shesayachid, is that that's a problem of Silik Milchisos, that if you have the Kana Mikan going into Rosh Hashayachid, so you have the existing Milchisos of Rosh Hashayachid that are there before, that are misalik, the new Tzuras HaPesach, the new Kana Mikan, that you're putting into the Rosh Hashayachid. So Rosh Hashayachid has the following applications of Silik Milchisos. He has the following picture in the Sefer, that so let's say you're constructing an Eruv over here. So you want to be makif this this area, the area that says in. So you have your Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, Tzuras HaPesach goes up to this house. Okay? So I want to have a Tzuris HaPesach going up to this point, and a Tzuris HaPesach going up to this point. Okay? And then I want to use a house as the continuation of the Chitz in the middle. Good. So, if I were to use this part of the house, that would be a problem of Siluk Mechitzas, because these Mechitzas over here are misalik these Mechitzas, and if I want to be makif this inner area, I can't use further Mechitzas when I have closer Mechitzas. So I can't use these outer Mechitzas to be makif this area, because the inner Mechitzas are misalik the outer Mechitzas. So under most circumstances, that's an academic question, because, okay, I don't view it as using these Mechitzas, so I'll view it as using these Mechitzas, and we're no worse off.
It's a matter of Kavanah.
It's not a matter of Kavanah per se, it has to work. You don't have to have a hidden Muchan Mizuman, but you have to know where the Eruv goes. But the problem is going to be in the following case. Let's say this is a bungalow, and on this side you have walls that are suspended on stilts, and you have a mechitza tluya. And sorry, let's say on this side, right, you have walls suspended on stilts, and you have a mechitza tluya. And on this side, you have proper mechitzas. So I can't use the suspended mechitzos tluyos to be makif this area, but I also can't use the outer mechitzos, because the inner mechitzos are misalik the outer mechitzos. So there could be situations where there's a technicality that would prevent you from using the inner mechitza to be makif this area, but I can't use the outer mechitza because of siluk mechitzos. Sammy.
Rabbi, just I'm not following. The mechitza tuliya won't be the mechitza at all.
No, so the mechitza tuliya wouldn't allow you to wouldn't help as a mechitza to be makif this area, but it still is a mechitza. It's a mechitza tuliya. But you still invoke a mechitza tuliya would still pose a problem, or would still be misalik mechitzas.
You know, it can't be used for anything.
Even though you couldn't use it for
on the bush.
Right, I mean, it's a mechitza for the house. The mechitza tluya can't be makif the area that you want to be makif, but it's still, you're allowed to carry in the house.
You are. Why?
It's a mechitza tluya kalapi the outside. If you're standing in the house, I'm standing on the ground. I'm standing on the floor and there's a wall here. That's a proper mechitza. I can carry in the house. But why do they use the outside of the house to be makif the area on the outside? Well, that's a mechitza tluya, because once I walk outside, I see the house is on stilts.
Okay.
Right? Meaning if you're in a house that's floating in space, you're allowed to carry that house on Shabbos, even though if you look outside, you fall down.
Yeah.
Yep?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. And then he has the following seer as well, that along the lines of the Makor Chayim, that you also can have overlapping mechitzas. That's what's called mechitzas alidei shesiv arid. Let's say you have a tzuris ha-pesach that go like that. So you can have Tzuris HaPesachs that cross over each other. This was... I heard the story both from Rabbi Golden and from Rav Schechter. Before Rabbi Golden was in Englewood, he was a rabbi in Potomac, Maryland. This goes back to the early 80s. And he had an Eruv constructed there under the supervision of Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore. And apparently, I seem to remember a different version as to what the issue was, but I asked Rav Schechter this year to remind me. So the way Rav Schechter said it was that Rabbi Golden pointed out to him that there are places where there are overlapping Tzuris HaPesachs, and he wanted to know if Rav Schechter thought he could rely on that Erev. So Rav Schechter asked him, who's the frumest Balabas on your show? Rabbi Golden said, not Lewin. So Rabbi Schechter said that you could lie in it. It was Nat Lewin's grandfather, I think, grandfather, great-grandfather, was the Risha Rav, Rabbaron Levin, Levine, the late professor Levine who taught here, was also a grandson or great-grandson of the Risha Rav. And the Risha Rav was known as Mekel. He had Chumas Abnei Feifetz. He has other Kulas in Erevin. So Rishachter said that if that's the Frumas Baal Basin Yerushal, so his grandfather would have presumably relied on this kind of an Erev, so you can rely on it also. But that was this issue of overlapping Tzuras HaPesachs. And then he has the following picture as well. So you have a chatzer here. So you have a bias over here and a chatzer over here. And then there are pirtzas on either side of the house that are less than 10 amos. So I should have said that, okay, I have omen meruba over here, so I don't need any tikkun in these two sides of the house because I look at this entire line and I have omen meruba. However, because of seal and mechisas, that's not the case. Because the inner wall of the house is misalik the outer wall. So I can't use the outer wall to be makif the chaser. And all I'm left with is the inner wall. So the inner wall here doesn't help to be matter this area here in Tiltol. And I would have to make a Tzuras HaPesach or some tikkun at the two openings here to the chaser in order to be matter this area the Tiltol. So that's another application of Siluk Mechitzas. Avi.
In theory, if you're putting the Tzuras Pesachim where you put them there,
yeah,
then the two side walls, the two very short walls of the house, also shouldn't be allowed to be used as the walls, which it seems like you are.
Again?
Where are the walls for the Chatzer, if those were the Tzuras Pesachim are?
These are the walls of the Chatzer. And then I'm putting a Tzuras HaPesach in these two openings.
And what's blocking off the front part of the chatzer? The back wall of the house, presumably, right? Let's call it the lower wall, the picture that you drew.
This?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then you're also using the side walls of the house, aren't you?
The side walls are fine. I can't... This mechitza over here is misalik like this mechitza. But the side mechitzas are fine, because they're makif this area here.
But shouldn't they be... Because they're not blocking off. I'm saying they're also parallel to each other.
That's okay. That an inner mechitza will be misalik the outer mechitza, but these are sideways.
I mean, if the house went out all the way to the walls, then the inner mechitza wouldn't be misalik the outer mechitza. It would be totally fine. Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why does? How does one side of the house misalik, but not the other side?
The inner, if I want to be makif this chatzer, so the inner wall of the house is misalik the outer wall. I can't rely on the outer wall because the outer wall is canceled by the inner wall.
Because you want to use the inner wall as misalik?
Not because I want to use it, because it's there.
Oh, the first wall.
Right. If I'm standing in the chatzer, that's the first wall that I encounter. So I can't have a further mechitza effective when I have a closer mechitza that I can use.
Back at the inner inside of the house as well.
Again?
I'm kind of lost.
Where did I lose you?
Well, I just been up in the way.
Happy to try to help.
I don't know where to start.
Okay. Is everyone else lost too?
Like half lost.
Okay, which half are you
We have to use the outer, the wall that's closer.
You have to use the wall that's closer.
What's the nafkamina then?
The nafkamina is, can I carry over here without a Tzuras HaPesach over here?
But when you're standing there, don't you have the would the wall of the
this is subsumed under the heter of the chaser. So I'm looking, I'm standing in the chaser. There's what is not to the chaser betilpil. This is an extension of the chaser. So from the perspective of the standing here in the chaser, what walls are mak of the chaser? That's a question of record.
It doesn't ruin the halachic piece of the bayit altogether, right? You
correct.
Can carry within the house.
Yeah, you can definitely carry within the house. The house is not rishus. Correct.
So you could carry it in the chatzah, but you couldn't carry it in the side corridors without your service passes on the side?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You'd say on the ruba. But just from the inner machine, you would say on the ruler.
I think so.
Okay.
Michael.
The strip puzzle that you're putting out, is the reason why you have to go across the entire length of the chazi, you only have to put it by the petah? We're saying you can't use the second wall of the bayit?
Well, you don't need to use the second wall of the bayit. I mean, the heck of the chazer, if I put it through the petah, it's
okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Then Rosh Hashanah has the following as well. This is printed in Beis Yitzchak Lamed Beis, page 299. That again, as we discussed earlier, according to the Nesivos, you can have a Tzivos HaPesach that goes over Rishus HaYachid. So, pardon the rudimentary drawing again. But let's say I have a Tzivos HaPesach that goes over a mailbox, and the mailbox, let's say, is a sheer Rishus. Okay, so that would be a problem because the mailbox is itself a Rishus HaYachid, so you can have a Tzivos HaPesach going over a Rishus HaYachid.
It can't be directly above it?
It can't be directly above Rishus HaYachid. Right, that's an extension. The Nesivos is talking directly about a Kadmikan that goes into Rishus HaYachid. But Rav Shaftur assumes, and many others as well, that it's the same issue with a Tzivos HaPesach that goes over a Rishus HaYachid Wad Min Mavi. Okay, I think we'll leave it at that. Take a look at that Ha'ar on page 299 of that basic talk. But if you look at the literature, the Tiferet Yaakov has a chapter on Tehillat Mechitzos, but most of the other contemporary or earlier Svarim on Erevin don't really address this issue or potential applications.